at least they have this course of Gotla Ma'asa Yosem and Ha'isa. You guys are learning. That's what's. Now, this is said, V'nesati Gishmecham Itam. So Rashi says, in the Chukosai Telechu, you should chitu amel and bekoya. What's the problem? V'nesati Gishmecham Itam. So we're all familiar with the Rambam, that there's no Islamist of Hayam Aleko, and you have Siyata Dishmaya. In Yirmiyah, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yates, we're familiar with the Pasuk, Habein Yakeli Ephraim, Im Yelet Shashurim, Kimidei Dabi Boi Zohar Ez Kerenu Oid. Habein Yakeli Ephraim, Ephraim is a son that's so precious to me. He's like a child that I play with. Kimidei Dabi Boi Zohar Ez Kerenu Oid. So the way I learned, I think most of us would learn, when I talk about him, Zohar Ez Kerenu Oid. The Pasuk should say, Kimi Dei Dabri Olav, plus Kimi Dei Dabri Boy. I speak in him. Kimi Dei Dabri Boy, Zohar Ez Kerenu Oid. Rashi brings down the Medrash, and this Medrash is brought down in the Sefer Ma'ala Satera. Medrash says, Vasipshad Kimi Dei Dabri Boy. The diburi shenasati boy shelimaditiv terosi lerachem olav. Midei dabri boy means I'm talking in him. How do I talk in him? When he learns Torah. When a person learns Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to him. That's the whole purpose of Torah. The whole Chochmas HaTorah is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to him. Kimi Dei Dabri Boy, when I am Haben Yakeli Ephraim, Kimi Dei Dabri Boy, when I'm talking to him, Zohar Ez Kerenu Oid. What's the Zohar Ez Kerenu Oid? Sefer Ma'alos HaTorah says, he says, Hashem Zechoronu, Yivorech Ez Beis Yisrael, Yivorech Ez Beis Aaron. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I remember them, Kimidei Dabri Boy Zohar Ez Kerenu Oid, the Zechira brings about Bracha. Hashem Zechoronu Yivorech Ez Beis Yisrael Yivorech Ez Beis Aaron. So that's Midei Dabri Boy. The Sefer Ma'alos HaTorah brings on a Medrash, and he goes through the good chelik of the perek of Yeshaya in perek Nunhei, which is the aftera for the Tainas Tzibur, and he continues with this mahalach. To me, it was a new insight, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it'll be it was an eye opener to me as to the pshat in the haftarah. So he says, "Kimi Dei Dabri Boy Zohar Ez Kerenu Oid." Well, when I speak to him, so it means he hears me talking to him, right? He says, "Dirshu Hashem Bihimotzei Krau Biyosei Korav." You and I are familiar with all the shmuz in Chodesh El. Dirshu Hashem Bihimotzei Chodesh El. Right? There's only Kodesh Baruch Hu's here. Right? The Medrash says, "Dirshu Hashem Bihimotzei." Search for Hashem when He's around. He says that's as long as you're living. After you're dead, you can't search for Hashem. Krau Biyosei Korav. Somewhat similar. Says, search for Hashem Bihimatzai. Right? You search for Hashem. He says, how do you search? Says the Pasuk says, Vatelech Rivka Lidresh as Hashem. She went to the yeshiva of Shem. If a person wants to be Dersh Hashem, the Pasuk says, Vatelech Lidresh as Hashem. How do you search for Hashem? What do you do? You take a candle. You want to know what Hashem has to say. So they went to the Gedolim of the generation, and that's the way the Dorish to know what does Hashem want. If you haven't got the Gedolim, Kimi de Dabri Boy, right? The Kodesh Baruch is talking to you. If you want to search Hashem, you want to know what he has to say. He's talking to you. Kimi de Dabri Boy, I'm talking in you. So, my male, if you want to be Dorish Hashem, you have to learn Torah. That's the way Dirshu Hashem Behimotze Ka'ub Yosei Korov. Right? That's the way you are Dorish Hashem. But how you Dorish Hashem? Well, when you learn Be'iyun Uvikiyas. Right? Be'iyun means to understand the Chokhmah Satorah to a certain level. Right? If you're an Omeil in Torah, then to a certain degree, you know what Hashem wants from you. Right? So, Dirsh Hashem b'imotzei k'ra'u b'yosei korov. So, how you Dirsh Hashem? You say, Hashem, where are you? You Dirsh Hashem to search. Right? If there's no Amelis, you and I know, if you learn Gemara with a Fashlop in the cup, you get nothing. Right? So if you want to know what Hashem wants, you need a Melis. He says, Yazay Rosho Darko. He says, when you derish Hashem, then the Rosho is going to leave his ways. V'ish oven machshavayisav. When you derish Hashem, right? You derish Hashem to know what's the right way. If you're going to be derish Hashem to know what's the right way, you're going to find the right way. And in this way, Yazay Rosh Adakoy, Vish Oven Machshavayisav, V'yashay V'la Hashem, V'yachameyu. That's the way he's going to go back. V'lo L'keni Ki Abba L'Slayach. He says, why do you have to be Dorish Hashem? Hilay Machshavayisav Machshavayisecham. Because you're a human being. A human being wants to know what Machshavas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is. How are you going to know? You're going to sit back and say, this is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. You're not going to know. You're a human being. Kiloi machshavoisai machshavoiseichem. My machshavas are not the way you think. Right? But like I've said many times from Veli Lapian, he says, Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. He says, what does that mean? It means before the Torah was given, there was Derech Eretz in the world. There was very fine people in the world. Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. It was here before Parshas Shmos. Before we had the Torah given, there was Derech Eretz in the world. He said, but after the Torah was given, there's a different level of Derech Eretz. There's a Torah Dikei Derech Eretz. There's a level of living a life of Kedusha, right? Which is not a human-made mind, right? It's the Kodesh Baruch Hu guiding us with the Tayag Mitzvahs. He says, Dirsha Hashem b'imotza, if you want to know what Hashem wants, you have to be Dirsha. He says, you should know. He says, just like the distance of the heavens and the earth, you can't say, you human being, you know what Hashem wants. He says, the way a human being thinks, and the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks, is kigovu shamayim oretz. It's a totally different thing. If you want to know what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, it's Dirsh Hashem B'Matzai. You have to search. You have to know what he wants. Kikasher, he says, and you should know. When you adore Hashem, Kikasher Yered HaGeshem V'Hashelig Min HaShemayim. Just like when the rains and the snow come from the heavens, V'Shoma Lo Yoshuv Ki'im Hirvos Oretz. He says, when the rain and the snow will come, and they'll saturate the land, and you know it's going to come, so it's going to saturate the land. The hoylid of its micha, and it'll bear fruit. The nosan zera la zereya v'lechem lo'eichel. Kein yiyeh dvori ashe yeitzei mi pi. If you're being derish me, and me de dabri boy, and I'll be talking to you when you derish me, he says, my words will produce fruit, just like the rains and the snow come from the heaven, and they saturate the land, and from the land you're able to seed and grow fruit, it's going to produce fruit. He says, if you're a Dorish Hashem while you're in this world, Right? He says, my words will, came here, Devori. Asher Yetzei Mipi. Where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to us? Can you Devori Asher Yetzei Mipi? Right? The Medrash says, Ki Midei Dabri Boy, because I'm talking to you. When am I talking to you? To study the Torah. When you study the Torah of Amelus. Right? He says, just like the rains and the snow are producing the fruit, it's going to produce. It's going to produce. He says, you're a human being. You don't know what the machshavos of the Kodesh Baruch Hu are. Right? He says, but you should know. If you come to me and you want me to talk to you, just like the Geshem and the Shelek produces fruit, it's going to produce fruit. Right? And then by doing that, then you're going to go out of Golas. Uvisholem tuvolim. And hehorim v'hagvois yiftzchu lefnechem rinov chalatzei asod yimchalkov. Right? If you derish Hashem, then my words are going to produce. You can't work it out on your own. It's not going to work. Most of you have heard this. I heard from Simcha Wasserman Zatzal. Why the Torah is Beimel Lelechem? Right? So you say, because you can't live without Lechem. That's good shot. But he says there's something more to it. He says, when a person chews bread and he swallows it, he says, the body isn't nourished yet. All that he did was that he has a certain sensor in him, I'm hungry. Alright, so when he chews bread, he's not hungry anymore. Right? But the body is still lacking nutrition. Right? If he's going to throw it up, the body didn't get any nutrition. He says, while the man is sleeping, the body is working. Right? Sending nutrition to the lungs, to the blood, to the feet. It's out of it. The guy doesn't know what's going on. He wakes up in the morning, right? He's reinvigorated. What happened? He doesn't know a thing. What happened? He did his, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu did his with the lechem. So Simcha Wasserman says, that's the pshat in Torah. He says, a person studies Torah, right? So you're studying Gittin. Right? Okay, get the bomb dinas ayom, fine. What's it going to do with me? It makes me a better person. He says, you're learning. He says, you go to sleep. You wake up 6 months later, you're a different person. You feel that you're closer to being a Ben Terah. There's a gap between yourself and the people who didn't learn Terah. What happened? What does get abu binas yam got to do with it? He says, but the Torah is the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking to you. And if you learn with Amelus, your machshavas are molded. If you're not an Omel in Torah, so you're the same guy who never went to yeshiva. But once you let me talk to you, your machshavas change, and your whole set of value changes, and you begin to recognize I'm a different individual than the person in the street. That's the reason why the Torah is Beimel Lelechem, that Simcha Wasserman says. He says, without your being aware of what's going on, you suddenly begin to feel that I have a different set of values, I have a different goal in life. When is that? When it's Dirsha Hashem B'Motzei, when you permit me, Kimi Dei Dabri Bei, when you permit me to speak to you, if you let me talk to you, then you'll see that the machshavas you had were not my machshavas, because your set of values is different. The drachim you had before you were derish are not my drachim. You found a whole different derech. That's only after you were derish. You told us after your breakfast. I just want to end off with a beautiful machshava that I saw from Chaim Shmulevitz. Now it says Vimlai Sishmuli. Right? So you're going to have all of the difficult things that you have. Right? All the entire Trichocha. Chaim Shon Levitz points out that is the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Tzadik Tes says there's a steer in the Pesukim that the Kruvim, right? It says in one pasuk that Pneim Isha Rochiv, and the other pasuk says Pneim Levayas, they're facing the walls, that they weren't facing one another. So the Gemara says, Lo Kashya, Kan Bizman She Yisrael Oisin Ritzene Shal Mokheim, right? When they're doing Ritzene Shal Mokheim, so it's Pneim Isha Rochiv. Right? When they're looking through the wall, right? So that's when they're not doing Ritzene Shal Mokheim. So Reb Chaim Shon Levitz asked the Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis, it says, Omer Rish Lakish, B'shoa Shenichnesu Nochrim Lehechol Ro'u Kruvim Hamu'udan Zebaze. You saw the Kruvim are hugging each other. Right? And went to Lehechol by the Kruvim Nabayis. The Kruvim are hugging each other. Hoitzion L'shuk V'yomru Yisrael Ha'alolu She'birchosan Barocha V'kelulosan Klola Yasek B'dvorem Ha'alolu. He says, this is what they do. You know, you have a zocher and a kaver and they're hugging each other. Miyad hizilum shenema kol mechabdeh hizilu ki roh ervosa. So Chaim Shon Levitz says, let's understand. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, "Bezman she'ein la'isim b'tzeinu shel mokom," so they don't show chi b'zeh b'zeh. Right? Here, at the time, the churban habayis, right, the churban are hugging each other. He says, what's the pshat? He says, the pshat is that a person has to understand that anything which the person considers an onish is ahava from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, at the time before the Kodesh Baruch Hu had to make the churban, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving them simanim. I'm not happy with you. He says, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu had to make the churban, right? If you're not an Omer B'Kayr, this is what's going to happen. Says you should know. It's only because I love you. Because I want you to know. That's not the derech of what a human being is supposed to be. That I made an Adam that not should be. He should be a higher level of an animal. I made an Adam that you should be part of the Am Kodesh. It is to your benefit that I did it. Until the churban, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving them simanim. After the churban, he's telling them, you should know that whatever I did was only for your benefit. And therefore the churban were hugging each other. It was only because of that. And that's similar to a yalkut that I've quoted many times from Rav Oben, the Alishur, that it says, Shir Mizmor L'Bnei Korach, Yom Sheni, God Hashem, Umhu Moi Bira Lekeinu Harkotche, that you see the goddess of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara, so the Yalkut is, you only see the goddess of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim, but about the rest of the world. Yalkut says, you see the godless of the Kodesh Baruch Hu by this that he destroyed Yerushalayim. So the Volbus explains, what does that mean? He says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because of his love for Am Yisrael, he didn't want the Am Yisrael to fool themselves and to think that the great people, that, you know, I'm better than the guy, I do mitzvahs. Because Rebbe says, if you do mitzvahs with sinas chinam or whatever the problems were, this is not what you were created for. You were created to be an ishalim, to be an ishtamim, you were created to be an adam, not to be better than the guy. So the God Hashem that when the Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's when he saw the godless of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I can have a beautiful edifice, a beautiful Beis HaMikdash, which is a big covet for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, but to me that's not covet. the kavod for me is when there's an Am Yisrael who are an Am Kodesh, and they're working on Shleimus, and they're working on Tikkun Hamidus. This is the Beis HaMikdash that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. And consequently, that's the reason why he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And if you're not Omel B'Tera, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Nebuch, you know, like a father has to hit a son. But it's only Mitech HaAvah.